What's up? What's up? Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of, you know the name of this podcast. It is the LeVar Walker Show. Today is a very, very sad podcast. We lost somebody very dear to our hearts. Dear to the hearts of Philadelphia, dear to the hearts of the Los Angeles Lakers, and dear to the hearts of the whole NBA, and even more the whole world. And that's Kobe Bryant, along with his daughter Gianna Bryant. This shit is so tragic. It's just so sad, man. And it's, you know, I'm out here in New York. I've been out here for the past, I'll be out here for 2 weeks. I've been blessed and fortunate enough to write on the show. I'll just tell you guys, I'm helping out on the show for Amy Schumer, and I will be acting on the show as well, playing a part on the show. It's a huge blessing for me. And this is like a dream come true. But yesterday, when I got the message of Kobe Bryant, it just seemed like this shit is not real. It just seemed like such a nightmare, such a glitch in the matrix. It's crazy. I mean, I'm 42 years old. Kobe is 41. And not just for him to lose his life, but to die in a horrific helicopter crash along with his daughter is just, I don't know. I don't even have fucking words, man. You know, it's me, my wife, and my son. And the only way I can look at this accident is to say, you know what? I'm just going to live life. I'm going to live my life. Fuck it, because nothing else matters, man. You just need to live and enjoy life. And if you're unhappy or if you're in an unhappy situation, you just need to leave that shit and just do what you do. We need to get out of the mindset of being comfortable, of everything being right. And we should all embrace the mindset of faithfulness and, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, no matter what happens, and pursuing the dream and pursuing your journey. Because just like that, life can end. And you don't know, none of us know the day or the time. I mean, it's just like shit, man. You know, I guess the only thing that would matter looking back was the person happy. Were they happy? You know what I mean? I mean, that's one thing we can say about Kobe Bryant. He lived his life doing what he loved to do, and he excelled, and he loved it so much that we love to watch him do what he did. And he lived just an amazing life. And you know, he lived the life of 10 and 20 people just waking up and pursuing his passion. And even after he retired, you know, just watching his daughter play, helping her play, coaching teams, you know, starting his life as a businessman. It's crazy. So, you know, I'm going to take from this the mama mentality. I plan to be way more serious in comedy. I plan to, like, really focus on my goals and zoom in and just take that mentality and use it to further my career and to enhance where I want to, you know what I mean, to give me fuel for my journey. So it's just so important to live, man. you know. I made, you know, doing comedy, I made a lot of sacrifices, and it's been scary. Times have been scary, you know. Money gets low or some shit, or, you know, might not have money coming in, but all I can say is I'm glad I took the risk and continue to take the risk that I'm taking. And I'm blessed to have a strong, supportive wife and family. You know, it's just such a blessing, man. And I just really can't wait to get back home to hug them. Out here in New York is definitely a dream for me. I don't have any complaints. And I don't have any regrets. You know what I mean? I couldn't even sleep last night thinking about this. Like, there's no words, there's no trying to be witty or funny. You know, there's nothing that can be said for this. I think all we can do is just observe it and take whatever we can from it. To try to enhance our own individual lives. But this shit is just so sudden and tragic, and just to see just people full of life just go down, and you don't even have anything to connect this to. There's nothing to connect. There's nothing to connect it to. You know, you see people, you know what I mean? Like, you'll know somebody that might be, like, doing some gangster shit or sick, you know, dying or obese or blood or have some type of ailment. But this is nothing. It's nothing to connect this to. And I mean, even when you think about a helicopter crash, and, you know, you can't even say that, because there are less helicopters crashing than there have been planes to crash, I think, in the history of aviation. So helicopters are harder to fly, but I think they might be more safe than a plane or something. It's really crazy, man. It's crazy. So I haven't done a podcast in a minute, but I promise I'm beefing this shit up, and it's just time to live life. It's really time to live life. I've been enjoying myself here in New York, hitting stages. So I hit like one stage. I've been hanging out at the Comedy Cellar, which is the super cool spot. So many talented brothers. Shout out to comedian Godfrey, good friend, man. Me and that brother just connect just on such a cool level. Amazing talent. Another good friend of mine, Artie Fuqua, who's a comedian in New York, helps with Tracy Morgan, and he's getting around the city. Will Savance, Dean Edwards. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's just been great. Shout out to George Wilbur. I'm sorry. Fuck, he gonna be mad as fuck if he hear this old lady. But shout out to George Wallace, man, for looking out for me with the Cellar, giving me a recommendation. And also, I got to say, yo, Brother Brumley, my guy, Brother Brumley, told me yesterday, he said, Vaughn Walker, man, you got to go do the podcast, man. You got to do the podcast, Vaughn. Like, this shit is aching, man. So, today's word. You know, rest in peace to Kobe and Gianna Bryant and everybody else involved in that horrific crash. And we need to live life. We need to face our biggest fears. And we need to push through that shit. And, you know, let's have that mama mentality, man. So I want to thank you all for listening. To anybody that's new, that's coming in from the In Godfrey We Trust podcast, I typically do this shit daily, but sometimes it's sporadically. And I might go a couple days off. I don't fucking know. I'll try to be more consistent. But mama mentality. So let's do this mama mentality. And let's get this shit popping, man. So thank you for tuning in today. My name is LeVar Walker. And this is another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I'm out.